Today I'm going to talk about accents in light of the veritable plethora of audio booze on the subject. So, as my name suggests, I'm Harrow Geordie, and that would indicate that I am a Geordie. There's only one minor little problem with that. My accent appears to have been surgically removed. So, how can this be? Well, I was at boarding school in Worcester for 8 years, university in the northwest of England in Preston for 3 years, 4 years, I suppose, and I spent a year over in Germany as well. And I've moved all over the place, and I've also worked in local radio where, like it or not, the way you have to use your voice, your accent is toned down, shall we say. So, and then I now live in London, and I've lived in London for 10 years. I'm not quite sure if I've adopted a southern accent or not, or whether it's always been the same. I think what I need to do in order to test is to dig out some old recordings of myself. I think I've got some on mini disc radio reports that I've done and see what they sound like. It's also really weird because if you hear me talking to my parents, I would sound completely different to how I do now. And the same is also true of my sister who lives in Northampton, and she can switch her accent on and off. Because if I were to talk to my parents, then all of a sudden I'd start to sound like this. And my voice would change, and my accent would change, and I'd sound a bit like that. I can turn that on and off. I will revisit this subject later. I'll need to do a bit of research first. I'm quite good at doing impressions of people and accents, or I think I am anyway. So I will try and show you the different nuances of the Geordie accent and how people from very short distances apart sound completely different. So stay tuned for that. It probably won't be today. I'll try and get something along those lines in the next couple of days. All right, this is Harrow Geordie saying cheerio for now.